Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dork Diaries 12, Tales from a Not-So-Secret Crush Catastrophe by Rachel Renee Russell. Read by Jenny Barber.
This diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell, private and confidential. If found, please return to me for reward. No snooping allowed. Wednesday, May 21st, 7:15 a.m. at home. Scree! I think I'm suffering from a severe case of crush-itis. OMG. I wonder if I'm actually falling in love. Because I feel so insanely happy, I could vomit sunshine, rainbows, confetti, glitter, and those cute little Skittles candy thingies. My heart is pounding, my palms are sweaty, and the butterflies fluttering around inside my stomach are making me feel a little queasy. Unfortunately, there is no known cure. How I got this acute case of crushitis is kind of a long and complicated story. I was just about to eat breakfast and head off to school when Daisy made a mad dash through the house and ruined everything in her path. I can't believe Daisy is actually a sneaky sausage snatcher. But hey, she's my adorable little sneaky sausage snatcher. I just could not understand how something so small, cute, and cuddly could completely trash our home in less than 3 minutes. There is just one major difference between Daisy and my bratty little sister, Brianna. Brianna is supposed to go potty inside, but sometimes has accidents outside. And Daisy is supposed to go potty outside, but sometimes has accidents inside. I had barely started cleaning up the huge mess Daisy had made when I had to rush her outside to use the bathroom. Afterward, she waded through a mud puddle and then playfully jumped all over me. OMG! It looked like Daisy and I had been in a mud wrestling match, and I had lost. I was desperately trying to drag her back into the house when I unexpectedly ran into Brandon!
Hey, Nikki, what's up?
OMG, I was so embarrassed. I was completely covered in Daisy's muddy paw prints from head to toe. I wanted to open our mailbox, climb inside it, and die. Brandon's eyes twinkled as he bit his lower lip. It was quite obvious he was trying his best not to further humiliate me by laughing.
Are you okay?
He asked. Sure. Everything's fine, actually. Daisy and I were just taking a little walk and...
Let me guess. You decided to roll around in a mud puddle. Brandon grinned.
I couldn't help rolling my eyes at him. Brandon explained that he was up early delivering material to the person designing a donation website for Fuzzy Friends Animal Rescue Center, where he volunteers. Daisy happily wagged her tail and stared at Brandon like he was a human-sized doggy snack. He scooped her up and laughed.
Hello, Daisy. Have you been giving poor Nikki a really hard time?
Yes. That's when I told him about all the mischief that Daisy had gotten into. Brandon, I'm completely exhausted, and I just got out of bed an hour ago. If Daisy was a toy dog, I swear I'd take out her batteries and throw them away, I grumbled.
That's too bad. Hey, maybe some obedience training will solve your problem, Brandon said.
Thanks for the advice. But obedience training sounds super intense. I barely make it through the 10 minutes of warm-up exercises in PE class, I muttered in frustration.
Actually, the obedience training is for Daisy, not you, Brandon laughed. I'm very sure you don't eat out of the garbage or drink out of the toilet, right?
I just stared at Brandon in shock. I could not believe he'd actually asked me such a personal question. How rude. That's when I started to wonder if Brianna had been gossiping about me to Brandon behind my back. I would never, ever eat out of the garbage. Ew. Well, unless I had a really good reason. Like the time Brianna accidentally threw away the little white bag that contained my double chocolate, double fudge cupcake. I'd actually just purchased it from the cupcakery. Yes, I'll admit I had to dig through the garbage to find it. And there was a big blob of jelly, a half-eaten fish stick, and slimy oatmeal stuck to the outside of the bag that looked pretty nasty. But the cupcake inside seemed okay, so I actually ate it. I would never, ever drink anything as gross as toilet water. Ew! Well, I wouldn't drink it on purpose anyway. A few weeks ago, Brianna's teddy bear, Hans, accidentally fell into the toilet. A gallon of toilet water splashed all over me while I was screaming. But I didn't have my head stuck inside the toilet bowl, guzzling the water like I was dying of thirst or something. I didn't tell Brandon about the garbage or the toilet water because then he'd think I needed doggy obedience training along with Daisy. Sorry, but I'm a very private person, and I don't like putting my business in the streets. Finally, he changed the subject. Thank goodness. Listen, Nikki, I have an idea. I'd be happy to train Daisy. We can do 2 sessions a week right in your backyard. That sounds fantastic, I exclaimed. How about Wednesdays and Saturdays, starting this Saturday? No problem. I'm really looking forward to us hanging out. It's going to be fun. Well, Daisy loves hanging out with you, I said. That's when Brandon stared right into the murky depths of my inner soul. Then he smiled kind of shy-like and brushed his shaggy bangs out of his eyes. I thought I was going to melt. Actually, I'm looking forward to hanging out with you, not your dog, he blushed. I really like you, Nikki, a lot. Yes, Brandon actually said those words to me. Scooby! At that very moment, crush-itis hit me like a ton of bricks. Same here, Brandon, I giggled nervously. We're going to have a blast. And by we, I mean you and I, not my dog. Cool, Brandon said as he gave me a crooked smile. Very cool, I blushed. Then I took several deep breaths and tried to calm the butterflies fluttering in my slightly queasy stomach. Why? Because I was very sure Brandon would cancel the dog training sessions and refuse to hang out with me if I started puking butterflies on the sidewalk. Like, who does that? Only a complete weirdo. We both just stood there awkwardly smiling at each other for what seemed like forever. Since Brandon had agreed to help me with Daisy, I volunteered to help him with his fuzzy friend's website project. He was so happy, he grinned from ear to ear. So I'll be drawing cute artwork for the website, which we'll be working on mostly at school. I think Brandon and me spending more time together is a great idea. Hopefully, we'll become even better friends than we already are, He likes me a lot, and I like him a lot. So what could possibly go wrong? Sorry, but I refuse to let anything or anybody ruin our very special friendship. Anyway, I really need to stop writing. School starts in less than 30 minutes, and I still need to finish cleaning the house and change out of my muddy clothes. OMG, if my mom came home from work and saw the huge mess Daisy made, she'd have a complete meltdown. She'd drop Daisy and me off at Fuzzy Friends to be adopted by a new family. I can't wait to tell my BFFs, Chloe and Zoe, the very exciting news that Brandon and I will be hanging out together training Daisy and working on his Fuzzy Friends project. And since Chloe reads a lot of teen romance and Zoe is into self-help books, I'm sure they'll give me advice on how to deal with my crush-itis. Wow, I just had the strangest thought. I wonder if it's contagious. You never know.